everybody. I'm Thin Jimmy, or at least I want to be. And as of my last weigh-in, I weigh 230.6 pounds. And you're listening to the Thin Jimmy Podcast. A cup of coffee, just enjoying the beautiful weather in this Memorial Day weekend, and I decided I would check in with my loyal fans to let you know what's going on in my life. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, hey, Thin Jimmy, normally you don't give us a podcast in the middle of the week. Normally you wait until after you get weighed in so you can share with us the good news of how much weight you lost. And here you are bombarding us with another podcast only a few days later. Yes, that is true. Well, the reason why is because something happened yesterday that I was just kind of like proud of myself. And I just wanted to share with you all about this event. Well, not kind of a small thing, but it just shows the way I'm changing my way of thinking. And this will prove that I am on the right path to successful weight loss. You see, I'm on vacation this week, so I take it easy. I sleep in a little bit. And it's also a good time when you're on vacation to catch up with old friends and even current friends, I don't have to be old. So I talked to my pastor, Pastor Dell of my church, and I said, hey, Pastor, let's go out for breakfast. He said, sure. Now, I won't bore you with the details of our conversation. If you really want to know, you can send me an email. I'll send you a link to the blog where I talk about such things. But I do want to talk to you about the menu. You see, when I found out I was going to go out to eat breakfast with Pastor Dell, I knew that I could not do what I used to do in the past, which is order a lot and eat a lot. Instead, I had to plan ahead what I was going to eat. So instead of my normal cheese omelet with sausages and plenty of hash browns and plenty of toast and butter, I went to the website on weightwatch.com to find out the point value of different things. And I decided I would have 2 eggs over easy, a cup of hash browns, and 2 sausage links, no toast. And I figured, hey, that's pretty good, that's what I'll do. I figured out the total point value, and it was, I think, a total like 12, maybe more points than that. But, no, more than that. It was like 14, 16 points, everything altogether. And, but for me, it was worth it, because I wanted to do that. And so I figured out the point value, and that's what I ordered. Now, when the food came to the table, I noticed that I had asked for a cup of hash browns, and she said, oh, okay, I'll take care of that. When I got there, it was more than a cup. So instead of just normally going forward and eating it all, I cut half of it off, gave it to my pastor, let him eat it, and I just ate the proper amount. And you know what happened? I felt satisfied when I was done. Didn't feel bloated, didn't feel too like I had eaten too much, and I felt like I did the right thing. And I know when I do things like that, when I plan out what I'm going to eat, that it's going to make for successful weight loss. And you know what? You can do the same thing. Now, this is a Memorial Day weekend, so that tomorrow is Memorial Day Monday, and no, not Monday, not 2 days from now. Going to a barbecue at the in-laws. So we are bringing our own turkey burgers, and I'm going to go to the store and buy some turkey sausage. I'm going to point it out ahead of time, find out how much it's valued, and make sure I save the points for it. By planning ahead, we can do things like go to parties, go to barbecues, go to all these different events, and participate. And not feel like we're missing out on anything. And so that is something I'm really happy about. So I hope that you have a great Memorial Day weekend. Hope that you go to barbecues and hang out with friends. And I hope you make right food choices so that you too can join me on the journey of getting thin and getting healthy. thinjimmy.blogspot.com and leave a comment in the comment section, or you can go ahead and send me an email, which is thinjimmy@gmail.com. Or if you're really brave and want to talk to me, you can leave a voicemail on my thin line, which is area code 206-337-3461. That's 206-337-3461.